Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Lok Sabha passes Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025. Home Minister Amit Shah says India has been a sanctuary for world's smallest minorities to live with dignity. Finance bill passed by the Parliament as Rajya Sabha returns it after discussion. Government to launch cooperative-based Sahkar taxi service. Defence Ministry signs 2,500 crore rupee contract to procure Nag missile system and light vehicles. In Pakistan's Balochistan, suspected insurgents kill 6 people from Punjab province in Gwadar district. Khelo India Para Games 2025 conclude in New Delhi. And in wrestling, Ritika Huda storms into women's 76kg final of Asian Championship at Amman in Jordan. And now the news in detail. The Lok Sabha has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Replying to a debate on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill holds significance for strengthening national security, ensuring global standards of Indian universities and building foundations for research and development and manufacturing, among others. The Home Minister said India has a long history of welcoming and protecting immigrants and it has been a sanctuary even for the world's smallest minorities, offering them a place to live with dignity.
हम तो जियो कल्चर देश है, भू सांस्कृतिक देश है, हम जियो पॉलिटिकल देश नहीं है। हमारी सीमाएं हमारी संस्कृति ने बनाई है और कई देशों तक इसको विस्तृत करने का काम हमारे पुरखों ने किया और भारत का शरणार्थियों के प्रति एक इतिहास रहा है। पर्सिया से आक्रांताओं ने भगा दिया, पारसी दुनिया में कहीं नहीं गए, भारत में आए और आज सुरक्षित रहे। दुनिया की सबसे माइक्रो माइनॉरिटी अगर कोई विश्व में सम्मान के साथ रहती है कोई देश में तो मेरे भारत में रहती है।
Mr. Shah said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government has continued to provide refuge to communities from neighbouring countries. He said with the Citizenship Amendment Act, 6 persecuted communities are now living safely in India. The Home Minister said, people who come to India to contribute to the country's economy and growth are always welcomed. He, however, said, individuals coming to India not for shelter but with selfish motives have also increased, adding that whether it is the Rohingyas or Bangladeshis, if they are coming to disrupt peace, strict action will be taken. He said immigration is not an isolated issue. The Home Minister said, for the security of the country, the government must know who is entering the country, for how long and for what reasons.
इमिग्रेशन एक प्रकार से आइसोलेटेड मुद्दा नहीं है, देश के कई मुद्दे इसके साथ जुड़े हुए हैं और कई प्रकार के मुद्दे डायरेक्टली नहीं तो इनडायरेक्टली इसके साथ जुड़ते हैं। हमारे देश की सीमा में कौन आता है और किस उद्देश्य तक आता है, ये जानने का अधिकार इस देश की सुरक्षा के लिए बहुत जरूरी है और ये विधेयक के पास होने के बाद संपूर्ण व्यवस्थित एकीकृत और अप टू डेट लेखा जोखा हर भारत में आने वाले विदेशी नागरिक का रखने का काम होगा।
Earlier initiating the discussion, Manish Tiwari of Congress opposed the bill, alleging that the bill is against the Constitution. Aparajita Sarangi of BJP, Shiv Sena MP Anil Desai, JDU's Lovely Anand, MK Kanimuri of DMK and several leaders in the House also spoke on the bill. The parliamentary approval for the Union Budget 2025-26 was completed today, with the Rajya Sabha returning the Finance Bill 2025 and the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2025 to the Lok Sabha after discussion. With this, the budgetary exercise for 2025-26 has been completed. The Lok Sabha cleared the Finance Bill 2025 on Tuesday. The Finance Bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-26. The Finance Bill has already been passed in the Lok Sabha. Replying to the discussion in the House on the Finance Bill 2025 and the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2025, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the purpose of the Finance Bill 2025 is to bring tax certainty, promote ease of business, and honor the Indian taxpayers. She said the new income tax slabs have brought in simplification.
We respect the Indian taxpayer, and that's where we moved towards giving 12 lakh as the number till which no one will have to pay any tax. Of course, if you're earning up to 12 lakhs, you don't pay anything. If you earn more than that, there is a simplified. The rates have also been brought down, and the slabs have also been made to smoothly move from one to another without huge jumps. Absolute simplification.
Ms. Sitharaman said the finance bill proposes to remove certain custom tariff rates for industrial goods. She said many Indian exports will become more competitive. The finance minister said another major highlight of the finance bill is rationalization of tax deducted at source or TDS rates. She added that the requirement for tax collected at source in respect of sale of goods is proposed to be completely done away with. The finance minister also highlighted that the demand of pensioners regarding parity has been agreed to.
For the first time, our government had implemented the full parity between the pensioners of pre and post 7th pay commission, central pay commission. All pensioners of the central government who had retired before 1/1/2016 are now drawing the same pension as employees who retired after 1/1/2016. The demand of pensioners regarding parity has been agreed to and implemented by this government.
Earlier, initiating the discussion, P. Chidambaram of Congress said inflation in food, education and healthcare and unemployment rate in the country has increased. He accused the government of mercilessly cutting budgeted expenditure on education, health and others. TMC MP Sagarika Ghosh, Aam Aadmi Party's MP Raghav Chadha, Dr. John Brittus of CPIM, Praful Patel of NCP also spoke on the bill. Earlier today, Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah announced that the government will launch the Sahkar Taxi, a cooperative-run ride-hailing service modelled after Uber and Ola. The Cooperation Minister was speaking during a debate in the Lok Sabha. He said the initiative is in line with the vision of Sahkar Se Samriddhi scheme. He mentioned that in a few months, a very large cooperative taxi service will be started in which the registration of two-wheelers, rickshaws and four-wheelers will be possible and the profit will go directly to the driver.
साढ़े तीन साल में सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने दिन रात एक करे और कुछ ही महीनों में ओला उबर जैसी एक बहुत बड़ी कोऑपरेटिव सहकार टैक्सी आने वाली है जो टू व्हीलर की टैक्सी का भी रजिस्ट्रेशन करेगी जो रिक्शा का भी रजिस्ट्रेशन करेगी और फोर व्हीलर का भी करेगी और उसका मुनाफा वो ड्राइवर के पास जाएगा.
The Delhi Assembly has passed the budget 2025-26 with a voice vote today. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta presented a budget of 1 lakh crores on Tuesday. Deputy Speaker Mohan Singh Bisht called the budget historic. Earlier today, the discussion on the budget was started by BJP MLA Poonam Sharma. During the question hour today, MLAs of the ruling party and opposition discussed important issues of their constituencies, such as road, traffic jams, illegal encroachments, among others. Talking to reporters outside the house, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the budget has been passed for a developed Delhi.
दिल्ली की जनता को बधाई. ये जो आज बजट पास हुआ है विकसित दिल्ली के लिए, ये दिल्ली के इतिहास में एक स्वर्णिम अध्याय लिखने वाला है. मैं अपनी ओर से और अपनी पूरी टीम की ओर से, सरकार की ओर से दिल्ली की जनता को बधाई देती हूँ कि आप सबके निर्णय से और सहभागिता से ये काम संभव हो पाए.
Meanwhile, the budget session of Delhi Assembly has been extended by 2 days and will now continue till 2nd of April. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that two more groups affiliated with the Hurriyat have discarded separatism. He stated that Jammu and Kashmir separatist groups Tehreek-e-Istiqlal and Tehreek-e-Istiqamat have reposed their trust in the new Bharat being built by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Home Minister made the announcement in a social media post stating that separatism is breathing its last and that the triumph of unity is echoing across Kashmir. The Ministry of Defence today signed a 2,500 crore rupee contract for the procurement of the NAG missile system, NAMIS, an anti-tank weapon platform, and 5,000 light vehicles. The ministry in a statement said the procurement of NAMIS and light vehicles will enhance indigenization and national defense equipment manufacturing capabilities. It said these projects have immense potential for direct and indirect employment generation by encouraging the MSME sector through components manufacturing. Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today launched the 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi. Mr. Reddy highlighted that India's coal sector has achieved a historical milestone, crossing 1 billion tons of coal production in the current fiscal year. The minister added that India holds the fifth largest geological coal reserves globally and is also the second largest coal producer and consumer. He added that private sector participation and new technology adaptation have entirely changed the sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to King Philip of Belgium over phone. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed deepening strong bilateral ties, boosting trade and investment, and advancing collaboration in innovation and sustainability. Mr. Modi also appreciated the recent Belgian economic mission to India, led by Princess Astrid. In Pakistan's Balochistan, suspected insurgents shot and killed six people from Punjab province after forcing them off a passenger bus in Gwadar district. Senior Superintendent of Police Hafiz Baloch said the attack occurred late last night when armed men stopped a Karachi-bound bus near the Kalmat area on the Ormara Highway. The attackers also kidnapped three others. No group has claimed responsibility, but ethnic Baloch militants have previously targeted people from Punjab. On to sports. The Khelo India Para Games 2025 concluded today at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi, marking the culmination of an inspiring and action-packed sporting event. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Kharse, presided over the ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, she emphasized that Khelo India Para Games provides a significant platform for para-athletes to showcase their skills and compete at the national level. More from our correspondent.
A total of 18 national records were set in second edition of the Khelo India Para Games, including 14 in athletics and 4 in powerlifting. More than 550 para athletes won medals at the event. In the overall medal tally, Haryana led with 34 gold, 39 silver and 31 bronze medals. Tamil Nadu secured second place with 28 gold, 19 silver and 27 bronze medals, while Uttar Pradesh finished third with 23 gold, 21 silver and 20 bronze medals. Abhishek Kapil, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In wrestling, Olympian Ritika Hooda stormed into the women's 76kg final at the Asian Championship at Amman in Jordan today. The 22-year-old, India's first under-23 world champion, dominated Korea's Seo Yoon Jung and Japan's Nodok Yamamoto on her way to the gold medal bout. She will take on the two-time Asian champion, Ayperi Medetkizi of Kyrgyzstan, in the final. In the IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 181 runs for 9 wickets in 18.3 overs against Lucknow Super Giants at Indira Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and opted to field. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines. Once again, Lok Sabha passes Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025. Home Minister Amit Shah says India has been a sanctuary for world's smallest minorities to live with dignity. finance bill passed by the parliament after Rajya Sabha returns it after discussion. Government to launch cooperative-based Sahkar taxi service. Defence Ministry signs 2,500 crore rupee contract to procure NAG missile system and light vehicles. In Pakistan's Balochistan, suspected insurgents killed 6 people from Punjab province in Gwadar district. Khelo India Para Games 2025 conclude in New Delhi. And in wrestling, Ritika Huda storms into the women's 76 kg final in Asian Championship. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.